Merry Christmas, 12th Street. It's good to see you out this morning, and we want to get right into our service. I'm glad that you're here this morning to celebrate the birth of our Savior. We've got some fun things planned for this morning. So first of all, if you did not get your glow stick, you need a glow stick. So when we do our meet and greet, the glow sticks are right in the back in the entryway. Make sure you grab your glow stick before we start the service, okay? And if you'll take your bulletin. Now, this morning, during the service, during the sermon, it will be dark in here, okay? I'm just warning you. You won't be able to read your Bible, so we're putting all the verses up on the wall, all right, to help you out. So you'll notice that there is no sermon outline in your bulletin for that reason. First of all, for our announcements, we are taking up a gift for Christ today. We will do that more in the middle toward the end of the service. We take up our regular offering first, and then later on we'll take up for the gift for Christ. So if you brought your gift for Christ, we want to make sure that you are aware that we're actually going to send the offering plates around. When we do gift for Christ, we'll call you up to the front. And if you are interested in helping out, being an usher, it's a really great way to minister, great way to serve, and it's easy, okay? If you can walk and make it up and down the aisle and carry an offering tray, you can be an usher. And so you can sign up at the Welcome Center, and Joel Camp will help you out with that. Read your bulletins. There's a lot of announcements. I'm going to highlight just a couple of them. First of all, on Friday, January 12th at 10 p.m., men, sign up to join this. We're going to have a great time in studying what the Bible says about acting like men. And we've got some challenges we're going to participate in. It's going to be a great time. And it's a 40-day journey that we're going to take together. We meet twice. We meet one time Friday, January 12th at 10 p.m. And then we'll meet again on a Wednesday in February. And it's going to be a really good 40-day challenge for anybody that participates. If you sign up at the Welcome Center, I'll have a book ready for you to go that night. If you don't sign up at the Welcome Center, I won't be able to have a book for you. You could still download it on any of the digital formats that you would like to. There is we're bringing in comedian Jeff Craig Tornquist on January 14th, and actually it's 5:30 to 7:30 are the times, and we'll start eating at 5:30, and then Craig will come on at 6, and it's an interactive family fun night, all right? It's called Family Game Night is what he does. It's going to be a great time of fellowship, and it's one way that Rachel and I would like to say thank you to you as a church for all that you do in service. And when you come, bring something to share. We're doing barbecue chicken, so you can bring chips or a drink or cookies, Rice Krispie squares. All right, and for the rest of the announcements, you can just read your bulletin. Don and Judy Kilburn are celebrating their 50th anniversary next Saturday in the gym. And Don said, please come and present yourself, but he said, no cards or presents, and everybody's welcome. So congratulations to Don and Judy. Judy, you put up with them for 50 years. And Don, you put up with 50 years of being late. So that's... All right. Let's pray here together as we begin the service. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. You are a great God. We love you. The gift of Jesus Christ is the greatest gift that's ever been given, and I thank you that you sent your Son to be the Savior of the world, and that we today have so much hope. We have anticipation about eternal life because you came to earth and gave yourself. And so, Lord, this morning we celebrate the fact that light has come into the darkness, that light has overcome the darkness. And today we can be assured that there is eternity in heaven because Jesus Christ is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. And so, Lord, just bless our time here. Bless the singing. Bless the giving. We just ask, Lord, that everything that we say and do this morning, that it would promote and bring to mind the triumph of Jesus Christ. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may greet those around you. And if you are singing with the special, with the choir this morning, don't greet. Just come up to the front. All right, if you could find your seats, if you could find your seats. And at this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward to take up the offering. This is our regular offering here. If the ushers could come forward to take up the offering.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Would you stand together with us as we sing, "Oh, Come All Ye Faithful"? Adore Him. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. Oh, oh, sing hallelujah. Come, let us adore Him. Oh, sing hallelujah. Come, let us adore Him. Yea, Lord, we greet Thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, all ye faithful, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, all ye faithful, come, let us adore Him. Oh, sing hallelujah. Come, let us adore Him. Oh, sing hallelujah. Come, let us adore Him. Oh, sing hallelujah. He alone is worthy. Oh, sing hallelujah. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joy. Dominus Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. Oh, glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day, oh glorious day.
One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door.
Not hold him, the grave could not keep him from rising again. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Just like we look forward to Jesus coming someday, coming again in the clouds, so we can be caught up together to meet him in the air, just like we look forward to that, the world used to look forward to Christ coming the first time. And they had no idea what it would look like. We know what it's going to look like, right? Every eye will behold him when he appears. But the first time Jesus came, he came in the form of a servant. He took upon flesh, and he came as a baby. And so right now, we're going to take up our gift for Christ. And as we do, the gift for Christ, it's something that the church has done for many, many years. And it's a way for us, like when the wise men came to Jesus, and they offered gold and frankincense and myrrh. It's a way for us to give back to our Lord Jesus Christ, a gift to him. And so we'll turn on the sconces so you can see, and go ahead and start the song. And if you brought your gift for Christ, come on up and you can put it right here in this box.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell, and it's all about you. Jesus, I love you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars were brightly shining. It was the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope this weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night. Oh, night divine.
Minuit chrétien, c'est l'heure solennelle où l'âme et Dieu désadit jusqu'à nous. Pour effacer natas originelles, son père arrêté le courroux. Le monde entier trésor espérance à cette nuit qui lutte en heure sauveur. Ta dare livrance, Noël, Noël, why?
Hello? Okay. Don't turn your glow stick on yet. Just a minute. Like I said, all the scripture readings will take place up on the wall because it needs to be dark in here because this is what the world was like spiritually before Christ came. The world was in such darkness. The world needed light. But before I jump into the message, you know what would have happened if it had been three wise women instead of three wise men? They would have asked for directions. They would have arrived on time. They would have helped deliver the baby, clean the stable, make a casserole, and brought disposable diapers as gifts. The pastor was putting away the nativity set, and as he was putting it away, he noticed that the baby Jesus was gone. So he turned to go into the church to report the theft, and as he went in, he noticed that little Harry was pulling a red wagon, and in the back of it was the little baby doll for Jesus. And he said, "Hey, Harry, what do you have there?" And Harry said, "It's the little baby Jesus." And he said, "Well, why did you take him?" He said, "Well, the week before Christmas, I prayed and I asked Jesus that if I could get a red wagon for Christmas, I would give him a ride." Now, it's dark in here, isn't it? Pretty dark, not totally dark because there's some ambient light in here. But you know, in the world with the spiritual darkness, it was hard to see the sin. It was hard for people to understand what was expected of them. God gave the law, but you know, there were many years before God gave the law. And even after God gave the law, it was still kind of a, for those who don't know how these work, you bend them and they crack, okay? There was a light. But this light that I'm holding right now, it's not bright enough to light my way to get me very far, is it? This light right here, it's dim because it's surrounded by darkness. And this light, imagine when Jesus, before Jesus came to earth, when God called prophets, they were all little lights, but they were only this kind of light. So, well, real quick, if you're a deacon, break your light and hold your light up. All right? Those deacons don't provide much light, do they? But you see, these little lights, they're inadequate because they lack the light. Now, everybody, take and go ahead and crack yours and hold it up. All right, now we've got a lot more light in here, right? There's a lot more light in here. But still, it's not enough to guide our way, to show our path. This light is still inadequate. And you know, here's what the world was like spiritually. The world was in darkness. God sent lights into the world, but all of the lights that he sent, the prophets and the priests and all of those people, their light could not make the difference that the world needed. And so, in Isaiah 59, it describes for us what the world was like. And in Isaiah 59, it says this. Go ahead and put that up there on the screen. Isaiah 59. It says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar like bears. Oh! and mourn like sore doves. Oh. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. See, this is the world before Christ. Isaiah explained it. And in the world they were, I've missed that stumbling block there. It was dark. But you know, that's what happened all the day long. Isaiah says, we stumbled at the darkness. We felt around. We groped like people looking for a wall so we knew what to hold against so we could keep walking through life. And so it was an aimless existence. It was a difficult way to live because everywhere they went, there were obstacles of sin. And they kept tripping on them. And they kept falling on them. And they couldn't help it because they were in darkness. And before we come to Jesus Christ, even today, we stumble in darkness. See, before we come to Christ today, we live in the darkness of sin. And in 2 Peter, it says this: we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Because this word of prophecy is not light enough. Everybody hold your light up. This is their word of prophecy. I mean, it's colorful, it's beautiful, because the prophecies of God, they were beautiful. And they did provide light, but it was not enough light. But we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. See, before Christ came, the world was dark spiritually. After Christ came, everyone that was born into darkness still. They needed to come to the light of Jesus and have the day star of Jesus arise in their hearts. And for each one of us, until we come to Christ, we live in this life in darkness. In Romans 3, it describes that darkness. Go ahead and put that up there. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongue they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's what the world was like before Jesus. That is what life is like before we give our lives to Jesus. We don't want to stumble and fall in the darkness. We don't want to fall to sin, but we can't help it because it is the nature of man born in darkness to stumble at the obstacles of sin, to be held captive by the pitfalls of sin. And when humanity was in the worst possible place, when humanity was completely lost with only small lights, that's when God said, I will send a Savior. The message of Christmas is that God sent his Son into the world to be the light in the darkness. That Jesus Christ could be the light, the remedy for humanity. In Isaiah 9:2, it says this: the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light shined. And down in verse 6 in Isaiah 9, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In Matthew 4:16, it says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus came into the world and he brought light. But in order to come to the light, we have to repent. What does it mean to repent? It means to turn away from. How do I turn away from sin if I don't know where sin is? How do I turn away from sin if I don't know how it is affecting me? And this is why Jesus came into the world, to shine the light of himself, to shine the light, the revelation of sin. That it is anything that falls short of God's glory. The sin is anything that does not reach to the perfection of God. And Jesus, his message to come to the light was repent. Turn from your sin. And so my question to you is, have you turned from your sin? When you turn from your sin, you're turning to the light of Jesus. You can't do that unless he shows you the light. But when he shows you his light, have you ever turned to him? In Isaiah chapter 60, in verse 1, it says this, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. In verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. When Christ came to this earth, he brought light, and that light that he brought was the light of life. Think about the birth of Christ. The night that Christ was born, there were angels. They sang, they told the shepherds to go and to see the baby, and the shepherds followed the star, the light. Think about the wise men. The wise men, they saw a light, a star, and they followed the star, and they found the Savior. Because the story of Christmas is all about spiritual darkness in the world, and God bringing to the world light to save the world from sin, to free the world from darkness. The people were looking forward to the dawning of the day star, the rising of the sun. Have you ever just been sitting outside at sunrise, especially during the summer? And it'll be dark. And it's just within moments, the light just kind of overtakes the darkness. The dawn, the springing of light. And if you've never come to Christ, you don't know what it's like to walk in the light. You don't know what it means to be free from sin. See, when I walk in darkness, I can't help it. The message here for you this morning is not change your ways so that you can be good enough for God. The message here this morning is come to the light, because Jesus will light your way. You don't have to continue to fall in sin. In John chapter 1 and verse 5, it says this, "And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man who was sent from God, whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light." He was not that light. He came to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, "Then spake Jesus unto them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." See, if you don't believe right now, you're in darkness. You've already condemned because you don't know what the light brings. And so this is the condemnation, that the light is coming to the world. And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doth truth comes to the light, and that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Because Jesus came into the world, he showed us clearly, I can see the obstacles of sin. And he shows us that we can avoid those. We don't have to walk in them anymore, because he now has saved us from that sin. And how did we get there? We repented by believing in Jesus Christ, that he came to die for your sins. He didn't stay dead, as we sang in Glorious Day. He rose again from the dead. And his light was complete, and bringing to the world a remedy for its sin. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were sometimes in darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." See, now as we walk in the light, it's a little bit easier now up here. I mean, it was hard enough when the kids were up here to walk around these obstacles, right? If you saw at practice, some of them tripped on the lighting. Because when there's not enough light, but when the light shines, it reveals a whole new world. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't even know what you're missing. Jesus has brought to us an opportunity to walk as children of light. In 1 John 2, it says again, "A new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines." Jesus said in John 12, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness." Here's what Jesus is telling us. Walk in the light of Jesus. Come out from the dark. Come into the light. When you come into the light, here's what the Bible says in Acts 26. It says, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." We can leave the power of darkness because he has brought to us the light. In Romans 13, it says, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. In 2 Corinthians 4, 6, it says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Giving thanks, Colossians 1 says, unto the Father, which has made us meet or made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This morning, Jesus is calling you to celebrate Christmas in the light. If you've never stepped out of the darkness, this morning, Jesus, he says, I am the gift that was given to you. Believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and he will save you from your sin. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, think about this. Those sins that you think are so hard, they're only hard because you keep going to them. Jesus has shined the light. You can overcome them because of the gift of Jesus. In 17th century Germany, this is in the 1600s, by the way, there's a tradition that says that there were many Christians who didn't follow either Catholicism or Lutheranism. They were Christians who were kind of walking outside of the norm. And what they would do in their houses to show other people that they were Christians, especially travelers who might need a place to stay or might need some help, they would put a candle in their window. Because what they wanted others to know, they had the light of Jesus. And in having the light of Jesus, they wanted others who had the light of Jesus to have a place to come and stay if they were in need, to know that there was refuge and help. And it's such a cool thought that being in the light, here's what the Bible tells us in 1 John. If you are in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And so as we close out this service, we're going to sing to the Lord, light of the world, you step down into darkness and opened my eyes and let me see. And we're going to praise our Lord for what he's done. Before we sing that, though, I wonder if there's anybody here, you're sitting there and you're going, you know what, I want to come into the light of Jesus Christ. I want to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. And you've never done that. Today, Christmas Eve, the greatest Christmas gift you'll ever receive, you can trust in Jesus and received the gift of his Son, the gift of light. Let's pray together. Lord God, I pray in these moments that we would be honest with you, because, Lord, you know everything. Lord, if anyone here has been walking in the darkness, they want to know the truth, they want to live in the truth, I pray, Lord, that you would just speak to their hearts right now and enable them to receive this wonderful gift that you give. With their heads bowed and eyes closed, I don't always do this, but if you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to do that, you've been living in darkness, and you probably didn't even know it. Maybe this morning God revealed that to you. This morning he wants to save you. And I wonder if anyone here would say, Pastor Thad, I've never trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, but I want to do that. Would you just raise your hand up in the air so I can pray for you? You've never trusted Christ as your Savior, but you want to do that. All right, thank you. You can put your hand down. Anybody else? I'm going to pray. My prayer doesn't save you. Prayer doesn't save. But if you trust in Jesus, he will save you. When I say amen, I'm going to stand here at the front. If you'd like to trust Jesus, you've never done that, I'm going to invite you to come up and just tell me that you want to trust Jesus. When I say amen, the praise team will start singing. If you know Christ, sing it out to him, because he's the light that's been given to the world. And we need to worship, show worth to him, bring praise to his wonderful name. Lord, I just pray that as we close out this service, that if anyone has never trusted you and they need to do that this morning, pray that you would give them the courage and help them to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand together. Life for us. You came for us so that we could live not only just live, but Lord, we could live in your light. So Lord, as we celebrate Christmas, I pray that we would do so with eyes wide open to your truth, that we would have hearts that are full of thanksgiving because you as a great God have given yourself for us. So now, unto him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, the one who came to be the day star, to spring light into this world, to you be glory and honor and power and dominion both now and forever, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. Merry Christmas.